Imagine being able to transcend the limitations of body and mind to tap into the infinite potential that permeates all existence. Now, I have been reading this book, Becoming Supernatural by Joe Dispenza, recently, and I've been fascinated by some of the concepts here and how congruent they are when we look at the ancient teachings of Advaita Vedanta. Today, we are doing a deep dive into some of the concepts that are covered in Becoming Supernatural, and we will look at these teachings from the point of view and from the lens of Advaita Vedanta to understand this reality in a holistic way and to finally create a life that we actually want to live. The Advaita channel is about consciousness and conscious creation. Here we explore Vedanta and various ancient teachings from India to understand the nature of reality and to consciously create our lives. Now, we will cover this video in 5 sections, and we will go into some nuances and details of Becoming Supernatural to understand this reality and to consciously create our lives. Part 1 is about the nature of reality. Joe Dispenza's work revolves around the idea that we can change our reality by changing our thoughts, emotions, and belief systems. Not only this, he talks about our attitude and our personality. And he also talks about how this world and the reality that we perceive is simply a simulation. It is an appearance and it is one aspect of existence, but it is not an absolute reality. Now, this is very familiar to us. This is how the world is described in Vedanta. Vedanta describes the external world as Maya, as a appearance or simulation. Vedanta says that the underlying reality is consciousness, and the appearance of the world and appearance of duality is because of Maya. Maya is the time-space reality. Consciousness itself is beyond time-space. So, as per Vedanta, the existence is consciousness. In fact, the reality is described as Satchit Ananda in Vedanta, which translates to existence, consciousness, and bliss or fullness. So, this is how existence is. And time-space reality is simply a tiny aspect of this infinite potential. It is simply an appearance within this consciousness. And what the author is talking about in this book is very congruent with this. Not only this, in many places within the Upanishads, it talks about how our personality, our thoughts, our beliefs create our reality. With this, let's come to part 2, which is the power of the mind. Dispenza's work heavily emphasizes the power of the mind to influence our physical reality. He talks about how our thoughts, emotions, beliefs create our experiences and how we can use this knowledge to transform our lives. He also emphasizes the importance of attention and our focus. And the book talks about how our attention to things determine our experience in this world and determine what we create in this world. With regard to this, when we look at the ancient teachings of Vedanta, there is a concept of sankalpa or an intention. And in many places, Vedanta describes how our life is determined by our intentions. And in this regard, the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad says, "You are what your deep driving desire is. As your desire is, so is your will. As your will is, so is your deed. As your deed is, so is your destiny." Also, this book talks about how we need to overcome our unconscious thought patterns and our unconscious conditioning to live more consciously. And the author talks about creating new neural pathways in order to create a new life to live. Similarly, Advaita Vedanta talks about self-inquiry and questioning our conditioning. It also challenges us about our understanding of reality itself by asking us to overcome our conditioning and look at this reality for what it truly is. Now, of course, the ultimate goal of Advaita Vedanta is very different from what this book is talking about. Vedanta talks about liberation. It talks about freedom and enlightenment. It talks about transcending this reality as a whole to realize that the entire universe is one. But I found striking congruence in the concepts that were discussed in this book. Even this book talks about universal oneness and how everything is one at source. And this is part three, the interconnectedness of all things. One of the most fascinating aspects of Dispenza's work is his exploration of quantum field, the invisible energy that connects all things. He describes how we can tap into this field to manifest changes in our lives and affect the world around us. He calls it the field of infinite potential. Similarly, as per the teachings of Advaita Vedanta, it is said that everything is connected and everything is one in consciousness. Advaita literally means non-duality, one without the other. So Advaita talked about how reality is one at the fundamental level from thousands and thousands of years. And the Chandogya Upanishad says, Tat Tvam Asi. Although this verse, as per Vedanta, is referring to the ultimate reality or consciousness, and it is saying that you are one with the infinite consciousness, if we look at it from another perspective, this verse can mean that you are whatever you identify yourself with. Tat Tvam Asi. Tat is that which you identify yourself with. Tvam is you and Asi is our. So from this understanding, if we look at the verse Tatvam Asi, we can see that how we become whatever we identify ourselves with. If we think we are limited, we are limited. If we think we are this body, we are this body. If we think that we can achieve great things in this world, then that becomes our reality. And ultimately, if we assume and if we come to an understanding that we are the ultimate reality, then we become that ultimate reality. So this is the secret to reality. We can become whatever it is that we wish to become. It is our choice and it is up to us to make use of this incredible power. Part 4 is about transcending the physical. The author talks about experiences where people have been able to heal themselves of chronic conditions or even alter their genetic expression through the power of thought and meditation. He describes these as supernatural experiences. But in the traditions like Vedanta and Yoga, these experiences and transcending the body is not even looked at as supernatural because this is very natural. Vedanta says that in our essence, we are not this body and mind. We are the infinite consciousness, which is everywhere and which is everything. And because of avidya, we have temporarily identified with this body-mind complex. And we have the power to disidentify from this body and recognize our true nature as the infinite consciousness. And in the school of Raj Yoga, there are some great practices and meditations through which we can heal ourselves and we can transcend the body by going within. At this point, I want to explain to you my understanding of what this author is trying to say through this book. And this is through the perspective of Advaita Vedanta. Now, as I talk about this, a diagram will appear on the screen and pay attention to my words and the diagram. As per Vedanta, there are three bodies associated with each and every one of us. At first, there is the physical body with flesh, blood and bones. And then there is the subtle body, which is nothing but the mind, feelings, emotions, belief systems, etc. are a part of this. And then there is the causal body. Causal body is not local in time space. It is infinite and there is infinite potentialities associated with it. And this is where all our karmic memory lie. And beyond this is the infinite consciousness that we are, that everything is, even here and now. So this is the framework of Vedanta and this framework is called Shariratraya Viveka. Now what has happened is that the infinite consciousness that we are is right now identified with the physical body and mind through the memory and ignorance in the causal body. So we think right now that we are this physical body and this mind. Because of our assumption and because of our identification, we experience the limitations of the physical body and the mind. Once we disidentify ourselves through meditation and go to the level of the mind, we get more control over reality because mind is more subtle than body, which is matter. And then if we transcend the mind and go to the causal level, and if we become conscious at the causal level, We hold incredible power over reality. We hold tremendous power to heal ourselves or to create the life that we actually want to live. So this is how we need to look at reality. The subtler we go, the more powerful we become. The more conscious we are, the more powerful we become. Now, the author speaks about how our thought creates a electric field in this reality and how our emotions or feelings create a magnetic field. And together, thought and emotion creates an electromagnetic field because of which we experience a certain kind of reality. And right now, wherever you are, you have an electromagnetic signature. You have a frequency because of which you are experiencing a certain kind of life. Now, changing your reality from the physical level at the level of the matter is difficult because matter is working to transform matter. Instead, if we disidentify our awareness or consciousness from the physical level, take it within us and go to the level of the mind and then beyond that to even subtler dimensions where infinite potentiality exists. And from there, if we create a powerful thought and emotion, we can tune into a new frequency, which is a new potential reality. And we can bring that into this reality and begin to live that reality. So, this is the idea that is described in this book. With this, let us come to part 5, which is about the path to transformation. So, how do we put this all to practice? Dr. Joe Dispenza talks about the importance of meditation, of positive thinking, of regulating our emotions and belief systems. And not only this, he talks about overcoming our conditioning. And Advaita Vedanta also talks about the power of meditation, of contemplation, of deep self-inquiry, but of course with a different end goal of absolute realization or enlightenment. But it doesn't matter what you are seeking. These principles, if we apply it in the right way, whatever that we wish to create in this world, we can create. And whatever it is that we wish to realize, we can realize. With this, let me give you some points as an overview, as in how the teachings of Becoming Supernatural compares with the teachings of Advaita Vedanta when we look at it together. Number one, the concept of time. Joe Dispenza talks about how time is not linear and how time is not a fundamental aspect of existence. And we can go beyond the concept of time and how we can create the reality that we wish to create. And as per Advaita Vedanta, we understand that time is simply an appearance in consciousness. Time is not absolute by itself. It is a relative concept that exists within consciousness. Point two, the role of the observer. Quantum physics talks about the observer effect and how the mere act of observation creates reality. And even from the understanding of Advaita Vedanta, we know the importance of consciousness or witness, which is the ultimate reality. And matter is simply an appearance in this consciousness and to this consciousness. And finally, point three, the nature of self. Advaita describes the nature of self as that infinite consciousness in essence. And in many places, even this book describes our nature as that infinite potential. And even though this book does not go into that depth when it comes to explaining us the nature of reality like the Upanishads, this book does a great job in what it is trying to achieve. This book is not for someone who is looking for self-realization or enlightenment. This book is for someone who wants to create something in this world, who wants to take care of his health, relationships, etc. In this regard, this book does a great job, and this book is an attempt to bring in the science, the philosophy, the personal development all together in one place. Now with this, just imagine for a second that you are not your body and your mind. Just imagine that you are an infinite field of possibilities and potentialities. Imagine that everything is within you. Imagine that every outcome you seek is within you. Imagine that the love, the fulfillment, the abundance you seek is within you. Just be here for a second and see how it feels. See how it transforms your perception of reality.
Hello there. If you wish to understand the true nature of reality and learn about consciousness, conscious creation, and the teachings of the ancient Vedanta in order to live your life with purpose, achieve fulfillment, and consciously create a life that you truly want to live, then you can join our community Come Learning platform, the Advaita Conscious Society. For more information, visit advaita.com. Thank you.